This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Today, exactly 1 year after the Boston Marathon bombings, the city is remembering. Thousands of people gathered on Boylston Street today to pay tribute to those affected by the attack. The emotional gathering drew survivors, first responders, and dignitaries, including Vice President Joe Biden. WBUR's David Scharfenberg reports.
It's been a year since the bombs blew a hole in the city. A year of pain and recovery and reckoning. Today, it was time to reflect. The tribute began with a solemn gathering at the Heinz Convention Center, just a block from the site of the second explosion.
There is a rising.
The Reverend Liz Walker, former Boston television anchor, spoke first.
Up from the deep, out of the shadows, through the sting and darkness of death. From the shock of the blow and the recoil from the horror, there is a rising.
That tension between recognizing the pain of an attack that killed three and injured 260 and the strength of a city that rebounded defined the tribute. Patrick Downs and his wife Jessica, newlyweds, each lost a leg in the bombing. Their story brought an outpouring of support here and around the world. Patrick was one of four survivors who spoke.
We would never wish the devastation and pain we have experienced on any of you. However, we do wish that all of you, at some point in your lives, feel as loved as we have felt over this last year.
Adrienne Haslett Davis, a dancer who lost her lower left leg, urged the city to extend its love.
I wish that everyone who is facing adversity today would have the support that we have had. If anyone is wondering what they can do, what you can do, I would answer, look around.
A year ago, then-Mayor Tom Menino checked himself out of the hospital to deal with the bombing. Now, former Mayor Menino acknowledged that some of the survivors may have trouble hearing him because of his less-than-intelligible voice or the damage the bombs did to their ears. But he told them to lean in.
You have to, because I want you to hear this solemn promise. When the lights are dim, the cameras go away. Know that our support and love for you will never waver.
The new mayor, Marty Walsh, spoke of the intimacy of this city. He said he stopped cold when he recently came across a picture of himself with Martin Richard, the 8-year-old who died in the bombing. Governor Deval Patrick said the city, the state, seemed so connected after the attack.
I carry in my pocket today the photograph of Martin Richard holding a campaign sign for me when he was 2 years old. He got around, Mr. Mayor.
There are no strangers here, the governor said. Vice President Joe Biden expanded on the idea. He said Boston is strong, but the country is too.
You know, I travel around the world. I've traveled over 900,000 miles just since being vice president around the world. People know all about you. They know who you are. They know your pride. They know your courage. They know your resolve.
After the ceremony, the vice president and the governor, the new mayor and the old, made it down Boylston Street to the finish line. There was a moment of silence to commemorate the moment of the first bomb blast, and then a tolling of church bells. As survivors looked on, a state trooper unfolded and raised the flag, and hands went to hearts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner